I can see that everybody out front here is in a very happy frame of mind tonight, so suppose we keep it up by calling out the laughing lady from Grinder's Switch, and that could be Cousin Minnie Pearl!
Not that I've got anything against women, but I sometimes wish the Lord had made me a man. He made them for other girls. By the way, does anybody want to raffle?
Yeah.
Wait. No, wait a minute. Not me. No, I don't want to raffle. I don't want to raffle nobody. I'm ticklish. I'm trying to get wrestlers for our Grinder's Switch Wrestling Club. It's called the Grinder's Switch Groaning Grunt Club. And the reason we need so many wrestlers is because as fast as they get thrown out of the ring, the girls grab them up. I got this bruise on my elbow. Well, sir, Man Mountain Murdoch, he throwed one fella so far out of the ring, the poor fella had to buy a ticket to get back in. But brother, that brother of mine, he's a wrestler now since they got the club down there. He wrestled Bone Cruncher Bolivar. He did. He wrestled it. All the while they was the wrestling, brother just laughed and laughed and laughed. When Bone Cruncher stood on one of brother's feet and began stretching his legs apart, I thought brother'd split. Finally, brother got what you call a grinder switch gristle grip on Bone Cruncher. That's a holt where you stick your ear in between the other feller's teeth and scream. Well, so long about this time. I most generally usually have a lot of fun with Rodley Brassfield, but I'm sorry he ain't here tonight. Bless his heart. He's away on a little vacation, but Red Foley, just give me a note from Rod and I'll read it to you. Rodley, he sent this up here for me to read to y'all. He says, "Dear Minnie." Yes, sir. Thank you. He says, "Dear Minnie." That there's my name, Minnie Pearl. That is why he said that. He said, well, it is. It's writ here, plain, so as a fella could read. He says, "Dear Minnie, sorry I can't be there on account of my lozenge. I got a bum throat." That means that Rod's having trouble with laryngitis. He always does when he tries to spell it. And then Rodley goes on to say, "My throat got so bad I figured I ought to go to the doctor. And when I got to the doctor's office, they'd done the silliest thing. They made me go in another room and take off all my clothes. I couldn't figure out what they meant at first. They said, 'Go into that room and disrobe.' And I says, 'Disrobe? I ain't wearing no robe.'" Rod says, "Why do they tell a fella to disrobe when they want him discoated, disshirted, dispanted, and disdrawered?" I ought to have read that before I come out here. I ought to know better than that. And then Rodley goes on to say in his note, he says, "Minnie, I told that doctor that when I talked, I felt like I had a bullfrog in my throat." And that there doctor, he says, "I can fix it so when you talk, there won't be no frog, but I ain't sure about the bull."